the government has announced plans to found an agency aimed at fighting discrimination and the social exclusion of minorities, especially the Roma, in Czech towns. The announcement was made by Jamila Stehlíková, the minister responsible for human rights, on Tuesday. The plan has also been approved by the Government Council for Romani Affairs. One report estimates that there are some 300 neighbourhoods in the country, although activists say there are many more, where some inhabitants live in unsuitable conditions. In the pilot phase of the project, the agency will take on the problem of ghettos in 10 Czech towns. A little earlier, Jan Vellinger spoke to Kumar Vishvanathan, an Indian-born community worker long recognised for his work in the Roma community. Jan asked him whether he saw the creation of the new government agency as a positive step.
I think this is really, really a welcome piece of information. That's the first response. I think it is high time that such an agency is created, because for the past 16, 17 years, things have been going from bad to worse for the Roma. Social exclusion has been on the rise. People have lost their jobs. The Roma not being really prepared for the democratic changes, for the opening of free markets. During communism, people had jobs at least. The Roma were the first to lose jobs, lose homes. Their education level is very low. So I think this is a clear sign that the state sees that the problems are really very bad and that something ought to be done now.
And how have Roma organizations greeted the developments?
I think many Roma organizations are quite thrilled. And I also see that some municipalities are also happy about it and they're joining. After the fall of communism, there has been a rise of Roma organization. There has been a rise of a Roma awareness of their identity. There has also been a kind of a compassionate approach from non-Roma to do something for the Roma who are in a very bad situation. And a lot of NGOs sort of mushroomed up till when the Czech Republic joined European Union. And that is a time when all of a sudden, many of the external funding that went into these NGOs ceased functioning, and they started moving eastwards, towards Ukraine, towards Romania. Now, that led to many of these NGOs ceasing to function. And now, many NGOs, many small NGOs who have been doing a lot of brave, good work at the grassroots level, they are welcoming this news because there's a new sign that with the help of that agency, with experience, with the expertise that the agency brings to the ground, they might be able to access funds which can help them carry out the work. All these new funding should have a particular percentage of co-financing. Now, that is where the local municipalities are very important key players and partners.
Just one final thing I want to ask about. Government Human Rights Commissioner Jan Litomyský is quoted as saying that the task of the agency should be to work with whole families, focusing on education, work and housing. I was wondering specifically what that might look like, that kind of work.
Working with the whole families doesn't mean pampering families, etc. I think working with the families means identifying the needs and trying to overcome the barriers that the whole family feel in the process of integration. Now, the Roma find it extremely difficult to move into these spaces. The social space is very limited for the Roma, coming from the marginalized localities. So the people with will, with the desire to get out, to work on themselves, to find a place in this world, face a lot of barriers. And these barriers ought to be identified, and it's our common goal to help lower these barriers, entering the police force, entering the social service departments, entering the job market on equal terms with everybody else. That is what the Roma need, and that's still a dream.
That was community worker Kumar Vishvanathan speaking to Jan Vellinger.